shop and sell me to the butchers downtown. I got nothing left in my hollow head. No thoughts, no thanks, just pain and dread. I said, wrap me up and spin me around, then tie me up and let me sink to the bottom of the ground. Don't let my body go to waste, and pray the local seafood likes the taste.
Here at the station, know the holidays can be a little bit stressful. Shopping, baking, seeing those dreaded family members. Take a moment to wind down with a cup of cocoa on the radio. Tune into WONY 90.9 Oneonta whenever you need a moment of holiday joy. Happy holidays. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay warm this week as we will return shortly with new shows and music from our DJs and faculty in Oneonta. To learn more about news happening in town, visit the City of Oneonta's page and stay connected with us on Instagram. Have a great break and keep it locked.
Hello out there. How we doing? It's Wednesday morning, episode 16 of What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nos for Mark Two. It is hump day. Whoop, whoop. And I hope everybody's doing fantastic out there. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous around here. Today, highs in the 40s. You know, the world may be on fire, but we be keeping it cool in here. Hopefully later on this week, the temperature rises back up, and I think it's supposed to. Hope everybody's having a great morning. Going to start off with some song from the E.T. soundtrack. Remember that movie? So good. Fond childhood memories. Thank you.
And you don't stop. Sure shot. Go out to the parking lot and get in your car and drive real far and drive all night, and then you see a light and comes right down and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars, he's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rapture, be pure, take a tour through the sword, don't strain your brain.
People are still listening to the radio and or streaming. You can hit us up at 90.9 FM Oneonta area, or you can go online to Oney FM stream the show if you wish, or you can call in 607-436-2711, 607-436-2711. You can also hit me up at mark.paquette@oneonta.edu if you want some requests, and if I have the vinyl, I'll go ahead and play it. If you have a band, I just heard from somebody this morning, which is totally amazing. Adam Elk from the Mommy Heads, and sent me some links to some stuff, so I'll probably buy one of their vinyls and, play it on the radio. It's always good to hear from new people and listen to new music. So, yeah, if you want to be a guest on the show, please let me know. You can come on the studio. We can do it over the phone. We can chat, listen to whatever you want to do. I started off today with some incidental music from E.T., the motion picture soundtrack, brought back some childhood memories for me. And we moved on to Blondie with some Rapture. Gonna hit up some Black Crowes off their first album today, and not gonna pick one of the main titles that everybody probably knows, but a song called Could I Have Been So Blind. Here's the Black Crowes coming in on Wednesday, Hump Day, Wony, 90.9 FM, home of Red Dragon Radio.
Oh, We just listened to the Suffragettes, Easy as Pie, from that album title as well. I got to see them last Friday in Kingston, New York at the Colony, and they put on a hell of a show. If you get a chance to go check out the Suffragettes, I highly recommend going to see them. Before that, we had Could I Have Been So Blind by the Black Crowes off their debut album, Shake Your Money Maker. I got to see the Crowes on that first tour they did, big tour on that album, open up for Aerosmith on the Pump Tour at SPAC, which was pretty amazing. The Black Crowes killed it. Aerosmith killed it. Good times had by all, from what I remember back in those days. All right, we are going to... Oh, I should say the joke of the day, should I? Here we go. What do you call a lion with no eyes? What do you call a lion with no eyes? We got some Yo-Yo Ma coming up here. I'm going to start playing through the Bach cello suites one movement at a time here over the next few weeks. Yo-Yo Ma, the incredible cellist, CBS Masterworks, a great recording, him playing the unaccompanied cello suites by J.S. Bach. This is the first movement from the first suite. Everybody knows this one.
Sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Some Iron Maiden, 666, the number of the beast. Yep, pretty amazing. And it's number 666. I remember when that, I vaguely remember because I was very young. My cousins, we would go to my grandmother's house frequently, once a month or so, like, on the weekend and all eat kind of together. And my cousins, who were you know, in late middle school, early high school, when I was probably 6 or 7, would always bring a bunch of albums with them. And, you know, we would go upstairs and, like, listen to the albums and so forth. And I remember vividly them bringing that album, Number of the Beast, to my grandmother's once and staring at the album cover for, like, a half an hour and being like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I got a lot of my music loving from those early days of my cousins bringing the albums in and just kind of being fascinated with the artwork. I think that's part of the reason why I do it now, like holding the physical media, buying it, supporting the artists, and, you know, it sounds great to me. Anyways, yeah, that some Iron Maiden. Before that, we had Yo-Yo Ma playing the first movement, the prelude from Bach's First. Cello Suite in G major. So, what do you call a lion with no eyes? What do you call a lion with no eyes? Well, you call him Lon. Happy hump day, y'all. You're listening to What's in Your Pocket. DJ Nuss from Mark II. We're on break this week, but I decided to come in anyways. It's going to be a little chilly today. Hopefully tomorrow will warm back up, I'm hoping. This weekend in Oneonta, there's a lot of stuff going on, I believe. We have at the Kano Arts Organization, the members show is this coming Friday from 7, or sorry, from 5 to 7 p.m., Chris Riffle will be there playing some music as well. And let's see, what else is going on here? We got that going on. There's always a million things. Hopefully I'll have more information tomorrow. I'm a little slow this morning because I'm on break. But if you're around in Oneonta on Friday, you should definitely come check this out. If you want me to promote any of your local performances or anything, just once again, hit me up, mark.paquette@oneonta.edu, and I'll go ahead and put some stuff out there for you. Love to support all arts, all organizations that do well in the world. All right, ready for some Zappa? It's funny going through the Zappa catalog because I got to pick stuff that I can actually play on the radio. So this morning when I was going through, I am infatuated with Zappa, and I have 50 plus albums of his on vinyl. And I decided to go through and pick a song off the Grand Wazoo. I ran a Frank Zappa cover band up here at SUNY Oneonta for 20 years, which I retired 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago? Maybe it was a year ago. It's hard to remember all these things. So I picked this instrumental album, Grand Wazoo, and we're going to listen to a song called Eat That Question.
soul to soothe. Ain't it hard to want somebody who doesn't want you? And I've been waiting for a year or a day. Some strange weather must be blowing my way, 'cause I got no mind to go or to stay or be left behind. Holding hands with an empty dream in a bottle of fake energy. Put a nickel in a graveyard machine. I get higher and lower. I get higher and lower. Like a tired soldier with nothing to shoot and nowhere to live. Shiver in the stench of belief. And tell my mama I'm 100 years late. I'm over the rails and out of the race. The crippled psalms of an age that won't thaw ringing in my ears. Holding hands with an infinite dream in a brothel of fake energy. Put a nickel in a graveyard machine. I get higher and lower. I get higher and lower. Like a tired soldier with nothing to shoot and nowhere to lose this bottle of blues.
Started off those two songs with Eat That Question off of the Grand Wazoo, Frank Zappa. That track is gnarly. George Duke on the keys. Incredible. So good. George Duke was so good. Ainsley Dunbar also on the drums on there. Zappa also took a pretty awesome solo on that track. That whole album's banging. Follow that up with the Bottle of Blues from Beck's Mutations. That's also an incredible album. That was right after, I believe it was right after Odelay. It was a little bit more subdued and before Midnight Vultures, I think, yeah, I think it was the one in between there. I can't remember if it was after Midnight Vultures or before, but I think it was before it. Those first, you know, Mellow Gold through Midnight are really amazing albums. A lot of people like some of the, you know, the older, the, I call it the second half, when Sea Change kind of hit. It was, that album's great. It's just, I'm not into the lovey-dovey, sad, songy thingies so much, as opposed to the kind of weird, esoteric, multi-genre bending Beck stuff. Guero is pretty awesome too, though, and The Information. So yeah, this gets Beck. Beck's awesome. He's doing some kind of orchestra tour right now, I think, from what I saw online. So once again, you're listening to What's in Your Pocket, DJ Nos for Mark Du, and we're gonna listen to, this is a pretty fun cut. Back when the big band drummers were, you know, pretty hip to the scene, Buddy Rich, who, known for his ridiculous technique and also just kind of arrogance and jerk attitude, did an album with Gene Krupa, who I like more than Buddy Rich all around, but they both have their place in history. They did this album for Verve, and it was like a drum battle kind of thing going on. So we're going to listen to that going into the Ellington tune Perdido. Yeah, it's called The Original Drum Battle. Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich. Verve. And I'm trying to see what year this was. It's not on the jacket, so I'll have to go up and look at this online. But this is a this super fun kind of thing to pound out. Hopefully get your bones moving a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich doing a little battle and then playing the famous Ellington tune, Perdido. Hopefully everybody had a great morning. Once again, you're listening to Wony 90.9 FM. This is DJ Nosfer Mark II with What's in Your Pocket. Come be a guest. Come play some vinyl. Come be on air. Come talk to the world with me from 8 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday in the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio. I'm going to leave you with Mr. Guitar Man, some Dwayne Eddy, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day.
it on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you